It was bigger than what she usually wore. It had a bright green ribbon. How are you then?
Oh, you know.
He ashed his cigarette out the window, leaned back.
Sebastian's been talking about going home.
Isabel touched her hat once more, her nape. She pushed a bobby pin further into place. Hendrik had called recently to tell her as much. Sebastian's mother's health taking a turn for the worse. Sebastian wanting to visit her. Sebastian wanting Hendrik to come with him. Isabel had not known what to say of it, and so she said nothing. And so she ignored the information and instead updated him about the state of the garden, about Nielke, the maid, and how she might be stealing things, about Johan's disruptive visits that left her nonplussed, and about a recent car bill. Hendrik hung up quickly after that.
I think I will have to go with him,
he continued, not looking at her.
I can't let him go alone. I can't.
I found this, she interrupted, and took the wrapped package from her purse, opened it for him, still in her palm. Buried in the garden, under one of the gourds. He considered her for a moment, confused. Then, with a quick blink, a breath, took the piece and inspected it, turned it over.
One of Mother's plates?
It is, isn't it?
All right,
he said cautiously, and gave it back. On the other side of the street, a couple argued while they walked. The woman tried to hush the conversation. The man only raised his voice in response. Isabel continued on a held breath. I think Nielke...
Isabel...
Hendrik turned to face her now, cigarette still in hand, the space between them clouded with smoke.
There's not going to be any maids left in the province if you keep on firing all of them with some imaginary ideas of...
Imaginary? I have been stolen from. They have...
Once, he said. That happened once. And she was so young, Isa. Come on. Haven't you been young?
She looked away from him, and he ducked to catch her eye. He was putting on his funny voice.
Haven't I once?
They were not old now. She was nearly 30, and he was younger still, the youngest of them all. She wrapped the piece back into the paper and put it back in her purse.
And besides,
he said,
it could have been in that ground a long time. Maybe Louis accidentally broke a plate once and panicked and...
Mother would have noticed, Isabel said. Hendrik wasn't taking her seriously.
Well, I mean, who knows how the house was kept before we moved in?
What do you mean,
before? Before we moved in, someone else might have broken a plate. There were always only five of them, no? What happened to the sixth?
Those are... Hendrik! Those are Mother's plates.
No. No! The house came with the,
he gestured vaguely,
crockery, chairs.
She had been 11 when they moved to the east of the country, and Louis, the oldest, 13. Hendrik was small for his age at 10, a hollow-cheeked and melancholy boy. Isabel hadn't thought he remembered much of those early days in the house. They mostly spoke of what came before, their childhood in Amsterdam, father before he got sick. The smell of the city in December, a toy train that went round and round. But he was right somehow. An odd angle of a thought that hadn't struck her before. They'd moved into a finished house, a full house. Nearly everything laid out, the sheets, the pots, the vases in the windowsills. But it was Mother's. Isabel trailed off. Their mother had loved the hair's pattern. The house was full of it. Hair figurines on sills, hairs on the tiled back of the hearth. Hendrik said,
We used to have, oh, you remember, in Amsterdam, we had the plates with the bluebells. No, I think it belonged to that woman Uncle Carl was married to back then. No? Didn't she get the house ready for us?
Uncle Carl was never married, Isabel said.
Oh, briefly.